trying to cool off, but it's just getting hotter. Down by the river we're testing the water, trying to cool off, but it's just getting hotter. Let's take a little walk out on the limb, close our eyes and jump in. If we're gonna fall, let's cannonball, make a few waves and swim out a little bit farther in the harbor. You and me, baby, testing the water. Just testing the water.
Hey guys, don't miss WRCO Trivia this morning. We're going to give you a chance to win a great gift certificate from Mr. G's in the Richland Square. We're going to play Boot Trivia. We'll do that between 8 and 8:30 this morning. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More administration building for President-elect Trump. He's nominating billionaire Scott Bessent as Commerce Secretary. Bessent has advised Trump on economic policy and was a frequent presence at Mar-a-Lago this week and last. The Supreme Court is allowing a multi-billion-dollar investor lawsuit against Meta.
Meta's already paid a $5 billion fine and reached a $725 million privacy settlement with Facebook users over their personal information being compromised by Cambridge Analytica, the firm that supported Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. But Meta investors say they were also hurt by the drop in Facebook stock price after the scandal was disclosed. Meta tried to get the Supreme Court to shut down the lawsuit. Justices said they'd allow it to proceed.
ABC Sherry Preston. A federal jury in Minnesota convicted two men in the deaths of a migrant family that froze to death in 2022 trying to cross the Canada-U.S. border on foot in a blizzard. This is ABC News. Guilty pleas by the owners of a defunct funeral home near Colorado Springs.
John and Carrie Halford allegedly piled 190 bodies up in a room temperature building and gave grieving relatives fake ashes while using their customers' money to live extravagant lifestyles. They ran Return to Nature Funeral Home and gave families dry concrete in place of human remains. The Halfords on Friday pleaded guilty to state charges. Last month, they pleaded guilty to federal counts. Both are in custody. The two have been charged with over 200 counts of corpse abuse, theft, forgery, and money laundering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Georgia, half a dozen state and county agencies are investigating a burned funeral home after a photographer from England said he found urns, bags of human ashes, and even human remains in what's left of the Norman Medford Peden funeral home and crematory. The building was up for foreclosure before the fire earlier this year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The outlook for today for southwest Wisconsin, more clouds than sun, but calm with a high of 43. Scattered clearing and crisp temperatures tonight, a low down to 30. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light drizzle or light rain overnight, a high of 47. Monday, cloudy, cooler, rain likely 41. Even colder on Tuesday, isolated flurries 32. Wednesday, a high of 33. And Thanksgiving Day, a high of 31 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Including the Weekend Wake Up. Your worst floor and home thermometer showing 33 degrees as we get you ready to face the world. Adam Hess with you. Good morning, folks. 5:09 is the time, and it's time to hear a little bit about that hunka-hunka burden love. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Kisses live me high.
this Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
Guys, don't miss WRCO Trivia this morning. We're going to give you a chance to win a great gift certificate from Mr. G's in the Richland Square. We're going to play Boot Trivia. We'll do that between 8 and 8:30 this morning.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hey Alexa, play WRCO FM 100.9 from TuneIn.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The 2024 state football championship games are in the books, played at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison Thursday and Friday, and the winners include Division 7 Edgar over Potosi-Cassville, 19-0. D6 Lamira defeated Grantsburg, 26-19. The Division 5 winner Stratford over Wrightstown, 21-16. And Racine St. Catharines is the Division 4 state champion. They defeated Baldwin-Woodville, 26-22. Friday's games, Division 3 Notre Dame over Catholic Memorial, 49-28. D2 Slinger, 31, Rice Lake, 30. And the Division 1 winner, Bayport over Muskego, 25-18. John Blackwell scored 17 points, John Tanjay added 15, and number 19 Wisconsin rode a hot start to an 86-70 victory over UCF in the Greenbrier tip-off basketball tournament. Kamari McGee added 14, Nolan Winter put in 13 points and 10 rebounds for the 6-0 Badgers, who are off to their best start in over six seasons. Jordan Ivy Curry led UCF, now 4-1, with 13 points. Keyshawn Hall and Dior Johnson scored 11 apiece. Wisconsin built a 42-20 lead late in the first half. The Badgers will meet Pittsburgh in the championship game on Sunday. That game can be heard on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Pregame 3 p.m., tip-off at 4.
Court & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Let me tell you that. And you know, it's not so much the heat as it is the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you slide right out of bed and the wife says,
"Stop making so much noise, you're waking me up, go to sleep."
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers. You know, the Packers are... Gosh, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know? Back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Well, anyhow. It's getting to be that time of year. Eh?
Yeah. Horses eat it.
Yeah, I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got this deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my buns, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess get with the beat, hey. You can do
it. I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, he partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God. just for outdoor magazines. Now I'm not much for thinking, no I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that dirty pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
Get him there, Clyde.
I believe what I see here, bud.
Dirty point, Buck.
Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Raider laser triple barrel double scoped heat seeking shotgun. Yeah, the women clapping in the back there. I gotta make that. Well, you would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I could not pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away. Yeah, still I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Standing tall and proud, he looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law of mine from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads in here, right, boys?
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
Yeah, we're just about set to welcome in the nine-day gun deer season here in southwest Wisconsin. Well, I guess all over Wisconsin, but we're welcoming it right here. We do it each and every year. The bananas at large and the 30-point buck.
That 30-point buck. Yeah, I'm going to get that 30-point buck. Last thing I do.
So I hope each and every one of you see and harvest that 30-point buck. But above all, be safe, have fun. The hunt starts in a little while. 525, good morning. We're going to welcome in Mr. Hank Williams, the originator.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Cheating heart will tell on you. Time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss and call my name, you'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Hank Williams Sr. Hey, the original Fall Craft Fair is going on today from 9 until 3 at the Richland Center Intermediate School. It's become an annual Grace fundraiser. Crafters and vendors will fill the entryway, gym, and cafeteria. Hot turkey sandwiches and more will be available for purchase from 9 to 3 today.
I've been hanging around this place. I've been looking through your space. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. All the places you would go. All the people that you know. I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. And all them pretty people up on El Cerrito Place, they all got something in pockets, all got something on their face. Well, they roll down to La Brea, where it meets the boulevard, singing hallelujah while they dance over the stars. They all think they're going far. Me, I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. Meets the land, so I've been out here all night looking for your footprints in the sand. Or did you hear the ocean singing? Or baby, did you sing along as you danced over the water to some old forgotten song? Or were you even here at all? Me, I've been looking for you, baby. 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 All night long. All night long. All night long. Just after daylight, there's a Joshua tree grows at a little place you always like. Well, these pioneer town people ain't got too much to say. And if they might have seen you, they ain't giving you away. Well, now it's been 2 days. I've been looking for you, baby. 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 All night long. All night long. All night long.
Thank you.
back to El Cerrito place. That's the last time that I saw that pretty smile upon your face. I've been looking for you, baby.
Hey guys, don't miss WRCO Trivia this morning. We're going to give you a chance to win a great gift certificate from Mr. G's in the Richland Square. We're going to play Boot Trivia. We'll do that between 8 and 8:30 this morning.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW. The first Thanksgiving meal had little in common with today's traditions. According to History.com, although turkeys were indigenous, there's no record of a big roasted bird at the feast. The Native Americans brought deer, and there would have been lots of local seafood, plus the fruits of the first pilgrim harvest. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
I wanna say hello to Adam on the old Prime Mover show. I'd like to buy a rusty moline and plow away the snow.
Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a buck walks past, you stand real fast. You want to pull up your gun and blast and go boom, dropping dead on his back. But first, it better have a nice rack. Because if you think I'll shoot a doe, I'll tell you there, guy, heck no. Oh, some guys, they'll even take shots at an itty bitty doe that still has spots. But I don't shoot for venison meat. I'll shoot a cow if I want to eat. Yeah, my buck meat is tough like jerky, but I know it won't hurt me. So it might not be for cooking, but that mounted rack sure is good looking. You see, it won't take a look unless it makes that record book. I like them big and strong, and them antlers better be long. So, hunters, yeah, dear hunters, yeah, do you want to shoot that buck?
Heck yeah.
Then blast it.
Blast it.
Blast it.
Blast it.
Blast that big old buck. I like big bucks.
Head nut mark for the trophy buck. Head nut mark for the trophy buck.
I like big buck.
Head nut mark.
Head nut mark. But first I gotta shoot that deer. Outside, it was snowing. I couldn't wait to get going. So I woke up in the night, and I found my stand by the bright moonlight. There I sat in the tree, so my eyes were peeled to see that monster buck that came in the night and bed down right under me. the sun was coming up, and I could see it was a trophy 10-point buck. He's huge! You can tell he's corn-fed with a rack like a tree growing out of his head. Now I got him in my sights, and boom! Double shot, boom, boom! And you can bet I hit it, so I climbed on the tree to get it. Then I could not find him, but a fresh blood trail led me right behind him. When I stepped into the clear, he was laying there dead, so I take that ear. I took a knife off for cleaning, and left the gut pile steaming. I like big bucks. I like big bucks. You know it there, guy. And the guys from Shadrap Go Hunting, we always say no to the doe, cause trophy bucks are the way to go. Hey, Sweeney, did you see the size of this one?
Holy crap, Sky, that's a wall hanger if I ever saw one.
Well, I tell ya, I sure felt good as I dragged that buck right out of them woods. I took a look at his head, enormous, at least a 20-inch spread. Woo-ha, what a trophy buck, and it's all tied up on the back of my truck. Now it's time for celebration, and bring it into town for registration. Everyone was staring at the buck my truck was wearing. I said, how you doing, fellas? With the look they had, they were all dead jealous. I had to laugh at Joe. He was talking venison, he shot a 50-pound doe. Most guys are good at talking, but when it comes down to it, their buck's still walking. Yeah, I always brag about the buck that wears my tag. I had a score official count it, and now it's time to mount it. My Boone and Crockett score was a big 184. I'm a top-notch big buck killer. I think it's time for a Miller. I like big bucks.
Shadrap proving it's never too early to do a little hip-hop dancing, going back to the 1990s and getting ready for the 9-day gun deer season here in Wisconsin. I like big bucks. I also like Tim McGraw. Hope you do as well. Here's his remake.
Eugene, baby, L.A. lady, she was a seamstress for the band. Tickets out.
household, Elton John is a pretty big deal. And if you remake an Elton John song, you better do it well. I think Tim McGraw did back in 2003. That is Tiny Dancer for your weekend wake up. 544, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing 33 degrees for your weekend wake up. How about a little Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricky? Yeah, they're talking to you. Come a little bit closer.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking away, but she belonged to that fat man Jose. In my arms, she felt so inviting. I just couldn't resist it, just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes, I knew I should run. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble, plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose,
closer. Bet a lot of folks going to be saying that to a couple of 10 pointers this morning. Yeah, just a few more feet. Come a little bit closer. 547, we'll have farm news between now and the top of the hour. ABC News and weather comes your way right after the 6 o'clock bell. Here's Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Let's go out in a blaze of started. We're falling out like we fell in.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end, like two heroes in a story. Let's go.
Let's don't lie and hurt each other. That would be our worst mistake. Once again, let's act like lovers. One more time for old time's sake.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory.
Guys, don't miss WRCO Trivia this morning. We're going to give you a chance to win a great gift certificate from Mr. G's in the Richland Square. We're going to play Boot Trivia. We'll do that between 8 and 8:30 this morning.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
It's a quiet time of year for the wheat markets. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Winter wheat's headed into dormancy in the northern hemisphere, and harvest is still in the early stages in the southern hemisphere. And because of those factors, Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield USDA didn't make any major changes to the most recent set of supply and demand numbers this month and might not make any real adjustments next month either.
That will be held back until January. This really leaves us looking at the world situation for maybe a change. As it stands, Russia and Ukraine, their export picture is 4 million tons over last year so far, but USDA's numbers imply a net drop. So these next few months could see, going into next May or June, they actually could see about a 14 million bushel drop in this export competition story. But as it stands right now, that here's not just here yet.
Nelson says he also expects December's round of USDA supply, demand, and production numbers to be quiet for corn and soybeans. Harvest is over for both crops at this stage, and a lot of the questions right now for corn and soybeans are concentrated on either South America or trade policy.
Yeah, so we do look for that December report to be relatively quiet. So there will be no changes for corn or soybean production on that report. Possibly some minor changes for demand here or there, but really, that January summary is going to be the big deal, and especially with this year being a dry finish year. Remember, August, September moisture was actually the worst of the past 25 years. So will there be another lower revision for this discussion on yields? That's a bull story. The bear story is we still have an overhang of a lot of questions with trade policy.
The USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is out on December 10th. Friday at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures did close higher, supported by some recent improvements in export demand and a higher move in soybean meal. Meal was up on spread activity against soybean oil. Meanwhile, corn futures were down modestly, watching what seems to be generally favorable development weather in most of Argentina and Brazil. CONAB's updated numbers for Brazil are out December 12th. And now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a solid finish to the week with business reported in all three major feeding areas. Live deals were marked at $187, a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north were at $290, fully steady with the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Livestock economist Scott Brown says it's been an interesting week as you break down what's been happening in both the cattle and the hog markets, and seasonality is part of that conversation.
We typically would talk about the fourth quarter of a year being maybe some of the lowest hog prices that we would see for the year, just because of seasonality. I think we do have a lot of back and forth on the demand side, reports that give us demand strength, if you will, and others that are more perhaps not as strong in terms of that demand side. So I think, you know, we're balancing very close on that head of a pin, and it doesn't take much to move us either direction. And I think that's what we're seeing with a lot of this move around in market.
But Brown says,
although pork cutout value down $3.30 this week, puts it $9.20 over where it was a year ago. So we want to keep in mind, although we've had some volatility, on average, we're running above year ago levels, which hopefully continues to give us hog prices that are higher as well.
On the cattle side of things, Brown says weather will remain a factor.
When you try to take the bigger picture here for a minute, weather's played a big role in providing uncertainty to the point that some producers have said, you know what, I'm just going to hold here for a minute. I want to make sure I've got adequate moisture. And although I think we got in late July and felt like we were in good shape, then the spigot turned off for a lot of cattle country. And I think that made folks wait yet again. So I think weather's played a big role. I'll still say costs are still high. Feed costs have come down, but all the other costs that cow-calf producers might face today have stayed relatively high.
For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.